The interim Iraqi Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, makes the rounds in Washington this week. He is set to address a joint meeting of Congress tomorrow. News analyst Daniel Shore says the visit is important to the Bush administration's Iraq strategy for more than one reason.
President Bush has a lot riding politically on his CIA-trained interim Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, who's been brought here to spread the word that things are going well in Iraq despite manifest evidence to the contrary. Accompanying the president to the United Nations Assembly yesterday, Alawi got a whiff of the stone-cold reaction to the president's assurance that Iraq was on its way to stability and democracy. Secretary General Kofi Annan's assertion that the invasion of Iraq was illegal makes it unlikely that the UN will help to manage an election in January. That date has assumed inordinate importance to Mr. Bush, who has a political need to have it appear in October as though the election in Iraq is on track. That date means that Iraq's fledgling National Guard, with the support of American forces, will have to break the insurgents' hold on several towns they control. And it means that a measure of security countrywide will have to be demonstrated. The signs at the moment are not promising. The insurgents are displaying pictures of a murdered hostage on the Internet, their preferred medium of communication. A Turkish construction company has halted operations in Iraq in the hope of saving the lives of 10 kidnapped employees. Nothing is more dangerous to Iraq's reconstruction and a successful election than submitting to hostage blackmail. It encourages further hostage-taking, and it discourages foreign contractors from doing the sorely needed work of repairing Iraq's infrastructure. Senator John Kerry has now taken the position that invading Iraq has created a crisis of historic proportions. A leaked national intelligence estimate speaks of civil war as one of three possibilities. Tomorrow at the White House and before a joint meeting of Congress, Prime Minister Alawi will try to convince the American voters that things are not as bad as they look in Iraq. This is Daniel Shore.